Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. Since the time of recorded history, we can see the cyclical rise of and fall of empires. The Romans, the Persians, the Aztecs, the list goes on. It's an old and worn tale by this point. What is notable, though, is the rise and the decline of every empire. Each one teaching us a little bit more about the unique circumstances of that particular time in history. However, there is one empire that stands out from the others. The British Empire was not only the largest empire ever formed, but in terms of cultural, military, and political power, it was and is unrivaled to date. Formed from a relatively small island, through crafty maneuverings and ingenious technologies, this island came to dominate the globe. At its peak, its citizens made up 20% of the world's population and had colonies globally. In today's episode, we will be discussing part one of a three-part series about the British Empire. We will be looking at how this empire came into being, who were the people driving it, and what were the global conditions that enabled it to thrive? Before we start, let's look at a quick snapshot of Britain prior to becoming an empire. First of all, the British Isles were not united as yet. The Act of Union that would create the British Isles is still far off. England is coming to the end of the age of the Tudor dynasty. Wars with European neighbours have sharpened the English military, Spain and France especially. England still did not have a standing army, that would come later, but the Royal Navy was formed a few years earlier. Discontent would soon follow with the end of the Tudor era, and briefly England would become a republic. However, importantly for our purposes, England had the means to explore and the need to claim new lands away from the ever-shifting European alliances. But how do we know when the empire began? How do historians measure it? For the British Empire, historians generally pinpoint the beginnings of the British Empire to the late 16th century, specifically with the establishment of the first permanent English colonies in North America. Here are some key events that are often cited as the starting points of the British Empire. In 1583, the first English colony in North America, the colony of Newfoundland, was established by Sir Humphrey Gilbert. Although it ultimately failed, it laid the groundwork for future English colonization efforts. In 1607, the founding of Jamestown, the first successful English settlement in North America, marked the beginning of sustained English colonization in the region. In 1600, the formation of the British East India Company, which was granted a royal charter by Queen Elizabeth I, signalled the beginning of the British involvement in India and the East Indies. In 1606, the establishment of the Virginia Company, which later founded the Jamestown Colony, marked the beginning of English colonization in what would become the United States. These events laid the groundwork for British expansion and global trade. The British Empire can attribute a lot of its success to its trade routes and vibrant economy. Having access to various commodities through colonies gave the British Empire a huge advantage over other European rivals. What made the British Empire unique in many ways was the culmination of various factors existing at the same time and the people who led the British Empire making decisions that benefited the nation. For example, being an island was greatly beneficial to the British Empire for several reasons. One, they had access to the Atlantic Ocean to send traders and explorers, and with a priority on naval power, the ability to protect the islands and the colonies. In fact, the British Empire had the greatest naval power for several centuries, and this played a significant position in attaining and defending newly acquired lands. Other factors was the facilitation of language and laws. Britain not only sought land and trade, but to also spread their language and the laws to these new colonies. The British emphasized education and the spread of the English language. This facilitated communication, administration, and the spread of British values and culture. Even today, English is the lingua franca, the language of trade, thanks to the British Empire. The British Empire also implemented legal and political systems that, while often oppressive, provided stability and facilitated the spread of British influence and culture. Britain also developed efficient administrative structures for its colonies, including systems for governance, trade, and law. This helped to maintain control and facilitate exploitation of resources. The British Empire was flexible in its approach to governance and trade. It could adapt to local conditions and integrate diverse cultures, which sometimes facilitated cooperation or exploitation, depending on the circumstances. At the start of the British Empire, there were several notable figures who played significant roles in its establishment and its expansion. The first is Queen Elizabeth I. She ruled from 1533 to 1603. While not at the very start, Elizabeth I's reign marked a significant period of exploration and colonization. During her reign, England began establishing colonies in the Americas, including Roanoke and Jamestown. The second is Sir Francis Drake, from 1540 to 1596. Drake himself was a renowned English explorer and naval officer. He circumnavigated the globe from 1577 to 1580 and played a key role in the English defeat of the Spanish Armada in 1588. The third is Sir Walter Raleigh, from 1552 to 1618. Raleigh was an English courtier, explorer, and poet. He sponsored the first English colony in America on Roanoke Island, which mysteriously disappeared, and you can check that out in one of our earlier videos. And he also introduced tobacco to Europe. In fourth, Sir Humphrey Gilbert, from 1539 to 1583. Gilbert was an English explorer and a member of Parliament. He claimed Newfoundland for England and attempted to establish a colony there. The fifth person, Sir James Lancaster, 1554 to 1618. Lancaster was a prominent English navigator and explorer. He led the first East India Company voyage in 1601, initiating England's involvement in the spice trade in the East Indies. We're now conveniently referenced to the East India Company, and this entity could be said to embody early British Empire values, and at its peak, had almost nation-like powers. The East India Company was chartered by Queen Elizabeth I on December 31, 1600, with the intention of establishing trade routes to the East Indies, which is modern-day South and Southeast Asia. It was formed by a group of London merchants seeking to capitalize on the lucrative spice trade dominated by the Portuguese and the Dutch merchants at the time. Initially focused on the spice trade, the East India Company expanded its activities to include textiles, tea, opium, and other commodities. The company established trading posts and factories, which are basically fortified warehouses, in key locations, including Bombay, which is modern-day Mumbai, Calcutta, which is modern-day Kolkata, and Madras, which is modern-day Chennai in India, as well as the present-day Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and Malaysia. Through a combination of trade, diplomacy, and military force, the company gradually gained control over vast territories in India known as presidencies, which formed the basis of British rule on the Indian subcontinent. The East India Company played a major role in Britain's economic development during the 17th and the 18th centuries. Its trade with Asia brought immense wealth to Britain helping to finance industrialization and infrastructure projects. The company introduced tea, cotton textiles, and other goods from India and China to the European market, significantly influencing Western consumption patterns. It also facilitated the exchange of ideas, technologies, and cultural practices between East and West. This concludes our episode today on the beginnings of the British Empire. We leave our fledgling empire with new territories, a new fearsome entity known as the East India Company, and a slow domination of trade goods to these colonies and the British as themselves, all protected by the greatest navy on the waters. Next week, our next episode, we'll continue the story of this remarkable global power.